Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. And the English failing begins now. Thank you. Season 5, everybody. We're back for another season of awesome talkingness on... What?
Yes.
That definitely. Started off peachy.
That is what we are talking about. We are talking about how we are still bad at Englishing every year. Same thing. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Nope. Nothing ever will change. No. I've been so good at English, too. That's a lie. But my languaging skills have gone up a bit until today, and then they just kind of like crashed earlier.
Once we just go live, everything just kerplunks. You know, nothing.
Because that's
there.
A word that people use now.
You know kerplunk. What? You know what? I can use the English word that I want to use because it's an English word and I'm pronouncing it and saying it correctly, so don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I mean, you could have used a different synonym, but you know, kerplunk, I guess. Come on, don't start now. It's way too early in the season for you to be like, huh.
I'm always like that. What do you mean?
I don't even know what that was. I feel like a retarded elephant. I was going to say giraffe.
Same thing. What? Okay.
Sloths, giraffes, and elephants are three completely different things.
In your mind.
Well, giraffes are tall. Uh-huh. Elephants are...
But they're still pretty tall to us.
Well, yeah. I can't lie. Yeah.
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 Okay. Moving on. Thank you, ladies, gents, and those of unspecified genders. Mm. You know, aliens that are coming from Mars and Pluto. Definitely. Pluto's still a planet, by the way. So, that's my favorite part of the song, by the way. Whatchamacallit. Yeah, I was talking about
brain
Pluto being...
Definitely.
It's because I'm still trying to get used to the fact that we're doing this again.
Yes, it's very... It's always very, like, nerve-wracking when you just kind of have to jump right into it and everything's just...
I know. Yeah. No, we could have all the practice in the world, but it's, when it comes down to the very first episode, it sucks. And then you get used to it and then comes the last episode, you're like, no, please, come back.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to leave
just
you
like,
yet.
I don't want it to go away.
Right.
No.
It's like, please, no.
Not today.
Speaking of it being a new season, you have a new look going on there, Sydney.
Uh-huh,
I see your
indeed.
Hair looks a little different. Mm-hmm. Your glasses seem to be a different color. What's going on there?
About that.
Story time.
Story time. Okay. So, I have a very, very non-smart dog.
The dog's indeed. Not smart.
And also, I'm not smart. Okay. It's everyone's to blame, okay? You know, it's not just my fault, okay? Okay. So let me explain. I was taking a nap because that's what I'm, you know, very good at doing.
Yeah, you could fall asleep Sleeping. Three times a day and be like, I'm still tired.
Yes, indeed, I can.
What? Hold on, my bad. She's over here looking all proper.
Know,
she has her hands folded. She's just like, indeed.
It's a story time. I have to.
I must
be
all
proper. What has happened.
Ooh, I gotta be all bougie.
Bougie? Wow.
You
nice
have to do your perfect bougie voice.
Bougie.
You have to be snobby as if something as simple as this accommodations are not
I
good enough
for you. I think
you
should stick to the bougie voice.
My bougie voice is amazing. Thank you.
Okay. Bougie.
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 We prefer the word rich.
Whatever.
Proper. Unlike you poor peasants.
Okay,
no. Moving on. Anyway, tell us about your dumb glasses.
My dumb glasses?
Or your dumb dog or your dumb you.
Everything. Okay. Sorry. So he laid on my glasses and broke one of the like arm things off. Yeah. And
arm things?
Like that go around your ear.
I don't believe those are called
Okay,
arm
I call them arm things. Okay. I'm the one who's wearing them. I can call them whatever I want.
But they go on your ears.
You know what? They're hugging my ears, their arms, okay?
I have never looked at glasses before, hugging.
You've never had to wear them.
Actually, I have. I do. I actually need to wear glasses.
You know what?
I haven't worn glasses since I was like in fourth grade.
That's when I got my glasses. I don't know what that was.
Fourth grade?
What?
You just said you got your glasses in fourth grade, so you don't know where that was. So it's like fourth grade.
Because I was like...
Oh, that's what... Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
That's
okay.
Reminding me of the promo we did. Reminding of the promo it is like what you doing the same thing you're doing but I don't know what you're doing so I was like
I'm very smart I promise
yeah she dyed her hair from blonde so you know she's not.
Let's
that
not
smart.
Talk about those days.
Those are dark days for all of us.
You know what? I feel like nowadays everything I do becomes the dark day.
Well, you're that person that ruins a trend.
Back to Sydney ruins everything.
No. Okay, let's not start off the show with me being pessimistic. Okay, tell us about your glasses.
So, they broke. I glued them back together. And I broke them again today, last night, this morning, 1 a.m., somewhere around there. And I tried to glue them back together, and the glue, like, dripped onto my lens. And then my mom thought it would be a good idea to get rubbing alcohol and let my glasses sit in the rubbing alcohol. When she took them out, she didn't just rub the alcohol off. She rubbed the paint, plastic, crappy stuff that was on my glasses along with it. So now my glasses look like trash, which I usually look like. So it's perfect match. Well,
wow, let's just, you know.
I'm a loser.
Let's just ruin that. With, you know. Oh, that's now my glasses look like trash, which is, you know, me. Okay, I have to say this. Why does your shirt look like you grabbed like a curtain and just like wrapped it around you, decided to wear it? What is happening?
I don't know. I don't know.
Would you be allowed to wear that shirt at your school because they see your shoulders?
Yeah, I wore it to my school before.
Your school's okay with showing shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
They're the true definition of moving forward in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, most schools these days are just like, I can see your shoulders.
The only thing they don't let you wear is like, they don't let you show your stomach.
Well, no one wants to see any of that.
Yeah, there was this one girl on like the last day of school who's wearing like a crop top. And this girl, or duty aide, was like...
Duty aide?
Duty aide, person that walks around and yells at kids. Same thing, okay?
I thought you were saying a different gender. I was like, I've never heard of that one.
No! But she was like, hey, I think your shirt's too small. And the girl was like, it's the last day of school, I'm leaving by. Interesting.
My
school's pretty messed up when it comes to dress code. You know, you can
control your shoulders.
Same. Okay, you know what? We can't English. We've been over this, okay?
Moving on. Continue, yes.
Moving on. There's this one girl who legit wore booty shorts. Like, her butt was halfway hanging out.
Was she cute?
Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
You know, from a girl's perspective...
Yeah?
Yeah. From a girl's perspective, she's okay. She was pretty in the face, but, you know, her body language was kind of just like, I'm all this.
Oh, she's one of them.
She's one of those
No one likes one of them.
No.
Because they're just kind of like, you know, they act like they're better. Yeah. They're, they act like they're better than everyone.
Basically.
Yeah. So, you know what's amazing, though?
What?
I was thinking about it and how, like, even we were talking about it a little bit ago, how... we've all looked different throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how, like, I literally haven't changed since I started the show. I grew taller. I'm taller than Sydney now, folks.
Which is a miracle. Honestly, I've...
A miracle?
A miracle! I was so confused when I first saw you and you were taller than me, because been taller than me!
I literally haven't seen Sydney in probably almost a year.
Yeah.
It's been...
We just do the show and that's it. We don't contact, nothing.
That's usually how it is.
Yep.
We see each other during the show. We keep in contact every once in a while. A few text messages here and there, but you know.
I try and have the least contact with AJ as I can.
Why? I'm not that bad. I'm not. Don't
so
believe her, guys.
I'm
not.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a pretty...
AJ's great.
I'm a pretty horrible person.
Sometimes. He's okay.
I'm pretty horrible. Just ask anyone that I go to school with. They're just like, oh, God, yeah, he's the... He's that person in our class that we're kind of friends with, but, like, he's just a jerk. We don't know why we're friends with him.
You just kind of have the...
I have that special charm to me.
The crazy charm.
Is that what it is?
Indeed.
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 Indeed. Isn't that the name of, like, a website or something? Moving on. Don't need
okay.
To, don't need to go into websites or something. Glow-ups, though. I've literally never had one. My face has stayed probably the exact same ever since I was a baby.
Baby.
And I've just grown. I've gotten lankier. Lankier.
Linkier.
My arms have gotten longer. Legs have gotten longer.
Please.
My feet have gotten bigger.
Why are we talking about this? this?
I don't know. I wear a size 11 and a half if any of y'all want to know. Buy me shoes. My birthday's
buy
coming
him
up.
Shoes.
My birthday's on Monday. You know, buy me some shoes.
Buy him some Yeezys.
No.
I would. Don't buy him some Yeezys.
I'd throw them out. Or I'd give them to a homeless person. You know, I'd put them to good use. But
who are you?
Yeah, I've just gotten taller than... I was about to call you Samantha for some reason. I've gotten taller than Sydney.
Okay.
I've gotten taller than Sydney, which is something I never thought would happen.
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you, Sydney?
I'm like 5'7", 5'7 and a half, somewhere around there.
Well, you know, height doesn't matter. I don't know.
Okay.
But Sydney actually has had a glow up because I was looking through like a picture that we took last year or the year before that we posted to our Facebook page and like...
No. Was it the one where I was wearing like the 5SOS like galaxy shirt?
Oh, I can't remember. I just know that when I looked at the picture, I was like this chunk ball.
Oh my God.
And you were just like, hey.
I was just like, hey girl, hey.
I'm better than all y'all, even though I got a baby face.
No, oh my gosh. Okay, honestly, I wouldn't call it a glow up because I don't feel like my face has really changed except for my nose piercing. That's the only thing that's really, you know, changed about my face. But I did, you know, change my hair and stuff.
We are well aware that you changed your hair. It's gotten a lot shorter and, you know, red?
I re-dyed it kind of like a red kind of
looks kind of reddish brown mahogany
color.
Mahogany's not a color.
It's mahogany.
Mahogany.
Mahogany is a color.
Mahogany is a wood from
mahogany
like a tree?
Mahogany is a red color.
I thought mahogany was brown. You know what? I don't... Colors are colors.
Changing the subject.
I know the primary colors and like turquoise and all of them, they don't really count. Don't even get me started on the rainbow, because if I say purple, I know if everyone from the Facebook live stream is going to be like, it's not purple!
It's violet, right?
I think.
I don't know. I probably can't name all the colors of the rainbow.
I can't either. I know it's... The only one I care about is red, because that's my favorite color. Oh, what's your favorite color? Black, like your soul?
How'd you know? I'm just kidding. No, it's green.
Because anyone who listens to K-pop has a soulless soul.
Okay.
Everybody, I don't think that made sense.
No. First of all, grammar. Yeah. Second of all, K-pop does not change a soul, okay? Okay? Okay. Okay.
It changes your soul. You're like a jinja.
Oh, a jinja?
Jinjas don't have souls.
Yeah, but I steal them.
Well, so you're the proto-ginger.
I don't know. You know what? Whatever. It's cool.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's cool. It's fun.
Who cares?
Moving back to glow-ups. And how Sydney has had a mini glow-up and I'm still just ugly.
Stop.
I can't say I'm ugly because I have two different emotions. There are days when I look at myself in the mirror and I go, ugh. And there's times when I look in the mirror, I'm like, God, who is this sexy beast? There is no one on this planet that looks as amazing as I am.
Okay. When you post pictures on Instagram, I always read captions. And so in your like most recent photo, I think it was, you captioned it. You were like, I think this is the best looking photo I've ever taken or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you say that on like every photo you post.
I've done like two or three.
I legit went through your Instagram and looked because I was like serious. I was like, I really think he's like captioned every photo like this. And I found a few.
It's just like, I always take a picture. I was like, oh, this is probably the best picture I've taken. And then I take another one. And I take another one. I'm like, my God, I get sexier every time I take a picture.
Stupid.
It's like my camera looks at me. It's like, damn, flawless. Slay. And then my mirror looks at me like, I don't know what he's telling me, but do not listen to him.
Yeah, your camera and your mirror, they, no.
It's just like one of you two lied. And mirror's just like, it's the camera. And the camera's like, don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him.
You don't know what he's thinking about. Like,
yeah, I don't. I honestly, like, I used to take a lot of pictures and post a lot, but I don't anymore. I do, but then I don't post them.
Is it because your nose ring is, like, you know, edgy?
Edgy? No. Actually, oh my gosh. Speaking of edgy, I ate a Snickers the other night.
Speaking of edgy, Snickers.
It had the word edgy on it, and I was going to take a picture and send it to you, and I'm be like, yo, it's you. But I kind of ate it. I forgot to take a picture. I was hungry.
It's like, oh, I should send this picture to AJ. Or I can,
like,
eat it.
No, never mind. That's how everything went.
I guess. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, glow
Snickers.
Ups. Snickers.
Glow ups, yes.
Glow ups. We just give up on glow ups. I hate people who have glow ups because when they're like 12, they're just like, eh. They're like, yeah, you don't really think about how people look. And then they turn 17 and you're just like, oh my God.
I feel like all celebrities have had a glow up.
Well, yeah, they have the money to get plastic surgery. Sure. Not saying any names. Kylie Jenner.
The whole Jenner Kardashian family.
Yeah. Honestly. Even though the only one that I like, even if she has had plastic surgery or anything, it's Kourtney.
Kourtney's she's crazy.
She's the most savage out of all of them.
Yeah, true.
People will say Khloe or Kim. Kourtney just says the meanest things, and it's why I love her. She's true. Hands down my favorite Kardashian.
I like Khloe.
Everyone loves Khloe. I don't know why. Khloe's cool, but I don't know.
Khloe's just, like, funny, because she's, like, in between Kim and, like, Kourtney, and she's always, like, got you guys.
I got you guys.
Got you guys.
She's always like the mediator.
Yeah.
She's always like there to solve problems and everything.
Pretty much.
Even though
she doesn't know how to.
She does a horrible job at it, but you know.
Yeah.
Whatever makes the money for her.
True.
And then, yeah. So, yeah. People, celebrities have plastic glow ups. I mean, yeah, in a way.
Pretty they much, have plastic basically. Glow ups. That's a way to sum it up.
But I'm talking about people you go to school with. Like, in eighth grade, you go to school with like some dude and you're just like, oh, you know, he's. All right. And then you get to like 10th grade and you're just like, oh my God. You go all stitch and I'm just, oh my God.
Oh my God.
He's life. I don't know what happened to him. And then you go to your senior year, just like, he is.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't do it again.
Stop. I just hate people who have glow ups that make them go from like, eh, to, oh my God.
I honestly don't think I really like know anyone that has had like a extreme glow up.
My friend Carson has. That Fulio went from like big eared, bald head to like meh to like muscles, weird Superman hair. He actually looks like Superman. And he's all like built and it's just like, why?
Why?
Why did that happen to y'all and not me?
Why? Why you? Like, I know. Like, why not me?
I don't like people who have glow ups because then I kind of sit there like, can you save some of the not cool,
right?
Good looks
you're just
for
like,
other people?
Talking like, why? Why? Why you? What?
I'm that guy that's average out of like I'm like that guy that's like average out of a pool of gods. Cause like,
I guess I'm just that edgy girl, you know, that dyes her head red.
Rare.
Red.
You're that edgy girl that listens to K-pop, watches Supernatural, dyes her hair, wears nose rings, wears all black, has no soul.
I'm not wearing black.
You're wearing a dark color.
Gray and white.
Hey, okay, I can't judge it because gray and black make excellent colors for clothes because they look awesome.
Well, gray and black go with anything.
Well, yeah, and they make you look amazing. That's why I like to wear dark colors make you look gorgeous. Not you, I meant people in general. Nobody can do anything to you and they make you look good. You're going to be a constant three. It's okay, I'm a two. So, you know, you're one up.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Jeez.
You better.
Oh.
Better fish.
Better what? Fish?
Beta fish? I don't
beta
know.
Beta fish?
You know what?
I went fishing once. Twice.
I went fishing once. So, wow.
I went fishing once, and then when I went fishing, I didn't catch anything. But when I went fishing the second time, I caught a turtle.
Why?
I don't know. He got latched on. I was just like, oh, okay, my bad. You're. Go back in there.
Go
there
back.
You go.
No one saw anything.
I did not almost. My friend Jalen's watching it live on the Facebook. Y'all might remember him. He was on the show once. He just agreed to me that Karsten just like suddenly just out of nowhere.
Just glue up.
Glue up.
Glue up.
Glowed up.
Glue up. Glue up. Glowed up.
English is such a weird language.
English is just not English.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that statement.
Did you know that English is the, like, hardest language to learn out of all languages?
Well, yeah, because you have words like red that are spelled R-E-A-D that means read and red.
What did you just say? Oh, you meant, like, I thought you meant, like, the color red.
No, I said R-E-A-D.
I was like, did you really just put an A in, like, the color red? I was like...
Maybe we need to send you back to school.
Listen, okay, I was not paying attention, okay?
Oh, okay, so you don't pay attention when we're talking on the show. That's good
you
to know.
You're talking fast. Okay, I get nervous. Okay, go on.
What was I talking about? You made me lose.
You were talking about R-E...
Red, yeah.
The,
how,
yeah, yeah.
words just, like red okay. and red are like different in a Caribbean, how people pronounce it Caribbean and Caribbean. Caribbean. You pronounce it Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
When it comes to Pirates of the Caribbean, it's Caribbean. But when it comes to the normal thing, it's Caribbean. But it's always Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's the Caribbean.
Whoa. Mind blown.
It's not Pirates of the Caribbean. Because that's...
Oh, that's... I'm going to say that now.
That sounds horrible.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, no. Never mind.
No, yeah.
Never
it's Pirates of the
that.
Caribbean.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Pirates of the Caribbean. It sounds
Pirates
like,
of
it
the
sounds
Caribbean.
Like, it sounds like a British version of it. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates
with your host.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Who's that one dude that does all the... not life, but
Johnny
like,
Depp.
No, not Johnny Depp. He's the dude that does like the narration for like all the Planet Earth videos that you like watch in biology. I was gonna say David Copperfield. It's this weird British dude. I can't remember his name.
Why would you ever know his name?
Because in biology, I had to watch like literally every Planet Earth movie that there was. And trust me, it is not fun. There's only so much you can take about whatchamacallit. There's only so much Planet Earth you can take.
Uh-huh. I've never watched Planet Earth.
I prefer the Life series because it has Oprah and I love Oprah. But my biology teacher hates those because he doesn't like the way Oprah pronounces things.
Oprah.
Are you okay over there?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Always.
Okay.
Never actually.
Well, moving on.
Okay.
There's something that's been going on in the world of NFL that has me just slightly triggered. Oh, my bad. I'm talking about football. We'll get to basketball in a little bit. We'll get to basketball in a little bit, okay? But something going on in the NFL that has really just kind of ticked me off a little bit. It's the fact that Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. He has been blackballed by the NFL, and it just ticks me off a little bit because he is an amazing football player who deserves a team. Even if he's a backup quarterback, he'll possibly still have a chance to play depending on the team he's for, because if he plays for a horrible team, they're going to give him that team. Colin Kaepernick deserves to be playing for a team because he is a great player. Of course, he has his flaws, but every quarterback has their flaws. Like Tom Brady thinking that he should run it instead of pass, or thinking that they should pass it instead of running it when they're at the touchdown. I'm sorry. Was that the Patriots? No, I lied. That's Russell Wilson's team, the Seahawks, because the Seahawks suck. But the Seahawks are where I was getting to, because the Seahawks made a horrible decision by not signing Colin Kaepernick. They told that man, oh, come practice with us. We want to see how you work out. Oh, you're pretty good. We think you'd be a good fit for the team. We're going to sign a different quarterback that we've had no contact with. Good, good. Bye, Colin Kaepernick. And you know why they're doing all this? Because the man stood up for what he believed in.
Jesus?
Yes, totally. He stood up for what he believed in, and everyone's just like, no. And so, you know, they're just like, he's not deserving to play anymore. So now he has to go work at some freaking, I don't know, Taco Bell that's going out of business, but and all stores are to be closed by 2018, by the way.
What?
And,
not Taco Bell?
Yes, Taco Bell's closing.
Why?
They're going bankrupt. No one goes to Taco Bell anymore.
I do.
Well, maybe you can single-handedly keep them alive.
I ain't got no money.
Well, then you're out of luck, then. I don't really know what you thought was going to happen right there. Like,
but Taco Bell.
Well, it's not like Taco Bell served the greatest food.
True.
I mean, I like their Cinnabon Delights. Oh, my bad. Cinnabon Delights.
What?
Some people call them Cinnabon and some people call them Cinnabon, and it's really annoying.
Cinnabon?
It's like the war between...
Cinnabon Bon.
It's like the war between GIF or JIF, how it's pronounced.
It's...
You better say this right, because I swear to God, I will disown you.
It's GIF.
Thank you.
They're it's having like a...
It was a poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was like the anniversary.
Or gorilla.
It's pronounced G like gorilla or G like giraffe. And I was like, it's pronounced G like gorilla.
By the way, update, gorilla's winning.
Mm. Isn't it like 60 to 40%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm. I just know that it's pronounced GIF.
GIF.
And anybody that says otherwise, you do,
I think
you
they
belong
should just
over
make a new name for it, because like...
What are we supposed to call it?
I don't know. Moving picture?
That's what a movie's called. That's what videos are called. You spend your time watching...
It's
hey,
a very, very,
you watch
very
Supernatural,
short
right?
Indeed.
Those are called moving pictures.
Those are called episodes.
Oh, my God. God has abandoned us.
Who?
God has abandoned us.
Who?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now that we're going to move on from football because freaking Sydney's like...
Okay, I'm not complaining about it. I just don't know anything about football. Only thing I know is that my brother plays it. Go him.
Dominic or Aiden?
Aiden.
Aiden plays football?
Yeah, he just joined. He's in Flagstaff at the moment.
Oh, well, good luck, Aiden. Don't die. Don't break your collarbone.
That's where he first got his concussion. What? Go him.
Go Aiden.
More concussions to you, bud.
Death is on the horizon.
Exactly.
Moving on to a different sport that Aiden's in love with, basketball. The Indeed. Finals just ended up last week. I don't know when the finals were. I didn't pay that much attention. I watched it. I've been more interested in basketball lately than I have been, like, ever. I don't know why, but I've been paying more attention to basketball. I've watched a decent bit of the finals. And I don't know. I was going for the Warriors because Kevin Durant's pretty chill. But I felt like it was kind of rigged because during game four, I believe it was game four, when whatever game the Cavaliers won, I swear it seemed like the refs were doing everything in their power to help the Warriors win by revoking technical fouls from Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
They revoked both of them. And so he was able to stay in the game. And just like, if that was the Cavaliers, everything would have ended. Like, dude would have been kicked out. But no, it's the Warriors. So they had to try to help them win. Why do you know this by heart? That's very, what are you doing? Sydney, stop. You're embarrassing yourself. You are live. People can watch you.
That's okay.
Jaden from the Facebook Live asked us if we went to, whatchamacallit, VidCon. I did not go to VidCon. I wanted to. I wanted to go see the people who voiced for Dragon Ball, Super, Dragon Ball Z, and all them. I wanted to see Sean Schimmel and Christopher Sabat. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to go because, you know, school. I was still in school during VidCon, so I was unable to go. What about you?
I've been to Comic-Con once, but I've never really, like, heard.
Oh, I'm thinking of Comic-Con. No, VidCon? Oh, VidCon. I'm thinking of Comic-Con. VidCon, I would love to go to VidCon. VidCon is, like, one of the one things I want to go to because that's where,
Isn't that the thing with, like, a whole bunch of YouTubers?
Yeah, they go to VidCon, and, like, you get to meet a bunch of YouTubers. My friend.
Oh, my God, I wish I could go to that.
I would love to go to that because I know if I went, I want to go to PAX. I want to go to wherever Markiplier is at so I can go meet him.
I can get PewDiePie's signature.
Yeah, because people want his
signature.
I just want to meet Mark. I want to, like, give him a handshake, high five, hug, talk to him. I don't know.
I'd slap him.
Why?
Why not?
Cross that off the bucket list. Got slapped a celebrity. Got kicked out of VidCon.
Woo!
Yes. I don't know. I just want to go to VidCon so I can meet them. I've never been to VidCon. Chances are I probably won't go anytime soon. I just know that I would want to go to PAX West, whichever one's in Seattle. I think they have one in Seattle and Texas. I think Texas. I'm not sure. I just want to go so I can meet Mark, a bunch of other YouTubers that I watch because, you know, I love YouTube. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it that often because Netflix has taken up most of my life. But mm-hmm.
I'm kind of off of Netflix. I only use it to watch Supernatural.
I use it to watch Young and Hungry, which just
I'm
finished
more
season 5.
I'm Hulu now. Mm.
I go to Hulu to watch Empire, Lucifer, Steven
I've
Universe.
I've been watching Empire.
You like it?
No.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. It's okay. It's not like a show that like really just like strikes my interest.
It's because you're racist.
How?
I don't know.
Because I don't like the show?
Yeah.
I like the music. I've downloaded some songs from the show, but
season 2's music was meh. Season 1 and season 3 were pretty good.
I like the song, like, I like the first, okay, the first song in the first episode.
The one that the chick was singing?
Yeah, the bald chick.
What is Love?
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome at singing.
I love that song. It's lit.
Estelle was in one of the episodes. I don't know if you got to the episode, but she made that song American Boy that did amazing back in, like, 2011, 2009, I don't know. It was early 2000. excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she was in one of the episodes, but she voices Garnet on Steven Universe. And
I don't watch Steven Universe.
That's another reason why you're edgy. Steven Universe is an amazing show. Who doesn't love a show about a bunch of alien lesbian rocks fighting a bunch of other lesbian rocks with a human, with a half-human, half-rock thing that they fuse together and they make this huge, awesome lesbian rock. And, like, it's just amazing. Yeah, that's probably not the greatest description of Steven Universe, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, frightened. Maybe just, like, a tiny, tiny bit.
Why? Okay. Describing like that is horrible. But if you actually, pay attention to the plot, it went from season 1, spoiler warnings, by the way, it went from season 1 where freaking Steven singing about ice cream because he thought it activated his powers to where the most...
Oh, so they have powers?
Yeah. Oh, it all comes from their gem. It's a gem that they have on them. In that... The gems are creatures that are gems. They are formed from different planets.
Is it a gem in their belly button?
Steven's is in his belly button, but a lot of gems have them in different places.
Oh, that's like that old, like, movie cartoon thing. Like, I forgot. It was kind of like Bratz or something, but they're like trolls. It's actually pretty interesting.
You said trolls?
Kind of.
I have no idea what you're talking about then.
It's a girls' movie, kind of.
Oh. But yeah, they have, the gems have, like, different places for them. Like, Ruby and Sapphire, they have one on each of their palms.
Amethyst?
Amethyst has hers on her chest.
Amethyst is lit. That's my birthstone.
Well, then you're an amethyst. And that describes you perfectly, because amethyst and you are so much alike.
Is she edgy, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm. But she's a cool edgy. You're just... Mm.
What did I do wrong?
Everything. And then, so Garnet has hers on both her palms. Pearl has hers on her friggin' forehead.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah. My favorite character is probably going to have to be Pearl. Pearl.
I thought you were going to say pork.
I love pork.
Definitely.
But it's probably going to have to be Pearl because Pearl's freaking awesome. She's Bird Mom Pearl. Wow. She's Bird
what?
Mom Pearl. And
Bird Mom Pearl.
She kind of looks like a bird in a way. Like her face kind of look, if you look at it from the side, she kind of looks like a bird. And then she makes these awesome faces. And the person who does her voice acting is funny because she makes a bunch of weird sounds. And so who doesn't love a character that's like, all the time. Okay, you're just too edgy to like the show.
Okay. I can roll with this.
What was I talking about before Steven Universe?
Oh,
we were talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah. I don't even know how we got to talking about.
We went to Netflix, and then we went to Hulu, and then we went to Steven Universe.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of Netflix, Family Guy and Young and Hungry, because...
Young and Hungry.
Young and Hungry just finished season 5.
Steven...
Oh, I love this song. It's from Strong in the Real Way. It's where Pearl is trying to tell Steven that he shouldn't look up to Amethyst and Garnet's fusion. I don't even remember what their fusion name is. Oh my god. It's
the beginning of this song really just like threw me off. Like that just really.
The song's called Strong in the Real Way, and it's where Pearl is trying to tell Steven that he shouldn't look up to Garnet and Amethyst's fusion. Sugalike, who is voiced by Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj voiced Sugalike, and she did awesome on it. And, I don't know. It's just...
Nicki Minaj is lit. I love her.
She did awesome in it. She did Sugalike's voice perfect. Like, I couldn't have imagined Sugalike being anything else besides that. And it kind of looked like Nicki.
She's actually, like, a funny actor.
Nicki?
Or actress. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Voice acting-wise, yeah. I don't think I've ever watched anything that she's acting.
Well, have you ever seen Barbershop?
Yeah. She was in Barbershop?
Yeah.
The first one or the new one they just made?
I think it was the first one. It was the newest one. I don't know. I was watching it on Hulu, and it was just called The Barbershop.
I haven't seen the newest one, but I saw the first one.
I don't know. I don't know what order they go in, but yeah.
I just know I liked the movie. It had Ice Cube in it. It was funny.
Yeah, Ice Cube's pretty lit, too.
Yeah, he's an awesome actor. He's one of the only rappers that went from, like, NWA, that went through, like, all that hard rap and all that stuff to, like, being an actor now. He survived is what I'm trying to say.
He's a good actor.
He survived through all that with, like, Snoop Dogg and all of them. Very few made it out of that.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doge.
D-O-double-G. Anyway, you want to talk about the trend that just died down?
What? Wait, what?
You don't know about the trend that just died down? Were you edgy enough to be part of it?
Probably not.
You don't know about the fidget spinners?
Oh, I have one. And it, guess what color it is?
Pink.
Black.
Of course. Does it light up?
No.
Wow. So it's one of the metal ones, not the plastic ones?
I got it from Circle K.
I didn't know Circle K sold them.
It's plastic.
It was so... Oh, God. Those ones suck. It was so weird, though, because... Whatchamacallit? Fidget spinners just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I saw one kid bring them to my school and then another, and it's like, the entire school had it, and everyone's just like, whoa.
The school was kind of like... My school was trying to, like, ban them.
My school did ban them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When you have a small enough school, you can ban anything.
School's pretty big.
Yeah. My school's small. I ended the school year with 14 kids in my class.
What?
14 kids in my 10th
grade
class.
There's like 30 kids in each of my classes. Nope. And I have like six classes.
Mm-mm. I have four. Since my class is so small, we all stay together everywhere we go.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of like elementary school still.
So, like, you guys, like, all have, like, the same schedule?
No.
I just said like five times.
So you guys like you okay over there?
I don't know.
Yeah, but because of how small our classes is, we go to almost every class together.
Mm-hmm.
So whatchamacallit? Fidget spinners, when they got banned from my school, they were like huge. I don't understand why. I don't understand where they came from. But whoever made fidget spinners made like $1 billion in like a week, because mm-hmm. they just kind of were like, bam. And then when school started banning them, everyone kind of like died down.
Yeah. Well, there was like a conspiracy theory about that. I watch way too many conspiracy theories.
I know. You told me about that. I heard that they were actually causing more damage than they were helping with anybody.
I don't really like think that they can actually like help, because you know what they were like originally for.
Yeah,
right?
For like people have like ADHD anxiety. They kind of give them something to do.
Honestly, like it's so distracting more than like helpful.
Because a lot of kids who didn't have any problems got them just because they wanted to seem cool, and they're like, "Oh, look what I can do."
Even with people like that do have anxiety and like ADHD, like I don't really like think like
it was just something that it was supposed to be something that entertains you, that keeps you going. But the baseball.
Whoa. I usually like just like count my fingers like over and over.
Why would you do that?
Like, I don't know. It's just something that I've like done like my whole life. Like, I just go like this.
What
all the
I
time.
Do if I get bored is I like to do you know, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
I like to do like the piano from that. I like to do that, like drum up with my fingers on that. Or mm-hmm. I like to do Heart and Soul. I like to drum that.
What's that?
You don't know what Heart and Soul is? Like the first song everybody learns on a piano.
I don't have a piano.
Okay, well, it's like the easiest song you will ever hear on a piano, and it's it's so simple. It's just constant bump ba dum bum bum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum. There you go. Yeah. I would always just do. I'll just hum that, or I'll just be like.
Okay, I do know that song. I have a fake piano on my phone, and I know that. I play it all the time.
Yeah, I have a piano app on my phone too that I play it all the time, because I just like how it's just like it's so simple, and it makes you just want to.
I learned it with my cousin.
My English teacher, we were taking a test once, and I was doing it. I was like, and he started going along with me, and it was so funny.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. Wrong one. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's Heart and Soul. I don't know how you didn't know that at first. But it's so simple. I love the music for it, and it's something that just makes you just want to keep going with it. Because Heart and Soul is just, you know, but I would do that all the time. It would be like one of my go-to songs along with Shape of You. I would just mm-hmm. go and hum those. And so that's kind of like my fidget spinner.
My fidget spinner is like my phone.
Your fidget spinner is you're counting your fingers.
And my phone.
I used to do that actually, though. My dad made me stop, though.
Mom does it, too.
I don't know.
Maybe I got it from her, or like she got it. I don't know.
I got it from a friend.
Just comfortable.
I would always do that. I got it from a friend, but my dad made me stop doing that because he said it was edgy. He didn't say it was edgy, but
edgy.
If you translate it to today's words, it was edgy. So yeah, but the reason I brought up fidget spinners is because Kim Kardashian allegedly, I didn't look to see if it was a real thing, but she allegedly released a $ fidget spinner that had the word daddy engraved on it.
I want.
Wow. That explains so much about you.
Hashtag edgy.
No, that's not edgy. That's a different word that I'm not going to say.
Yeah, AJ, PG-13.
Please.
Except you're not 13. You're like 40.
I'm going to be 17 on Monday.
You're by the 40. Way,
I'm going to be 17 on Monday. Happy birthday to me. I don't know why I did that. Ignore that.
Ignore
that.
That
was edgy. Finger guns. The definitely edgiest thing you can edgy. Do. No, you can't play anything birthday related because you'll get sued by, I don't know, whoever owns Happy Birthday now. Oh my. This is about as edgy as it gets.
This is edgy, guys. Come
and she's
on,
over here
learn.
Doing like Vogue, trying to like strike a pose.
Pose.
But honestly. Yeah, Kim Kardashian released.
AJ, excuse you. Oh my God.
We have someone from the Facebook Live comments. They said his name is Jeremy. He said, Kim Kardashian is gross.
True.
I completely agree with you.
Hi, Jeremy. I know Jeremy. Jeremy's my friend.
Hello, Jeremy. Yeah, I agree 100%. Kim Kardashian is gross.
True.
Especially when you have to make your career off of doing something like that.
And being fake.
And being
completely.
Fake.
Completely.
Well, you know.
Personality-wise.
Being fake is the new real.
True.
That's sad. But
that's what our world has come to.
Yeah, it has, and that's completely horrible. Mm. But guess what?
I don't want to.
Wow. You were just like anti-everything today.
Edgy.
Whatever.
Go on.
But my queen bee, the goddess almighty, beehive Beyonce. Queen, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Has been pregnant with twins for like freaking 3 years.
Hashtag Illuminati.
And that's like one of the quickest ways to trigger me.
Triggered.
But she supposedly already had, allegedly, she already had her twins. Because she like paid like over $1 million to install this maternity ward in her mansion. What? Don't know why, because she just wanted to have a home birth. But she installed that, and supposedly she gave birth to birth to her twins already. But I don't believe that's true until I see it trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
pictures?
I have...
Pictures? What?
What?
We need pictures.
Right. I'm waiting for that Instagram post. She's just like, I'd like to introduce my two new precious babies, green
who
and yellow.
Who are now the new leaders of Illuminati.
Did you see my joke there?
The
I named how she's like, I'd like to introduce my two new babies, green and yellow, because her first kid's name is Blue.
She did not name her kid Blue.
Yeah, Blue Ivy Carter.
I'm so sorry for you, child.
Well, it's actually... Okay.
I did not know that. You
At
know
least
what?
It's not Blanket. Michael Jackson named his son Blanket.
You know what? I'd rather have a blanket than be Blue.
Her name is Blue Ivy.
You know what? Same thing.
You know what? You can just agree to disagree with me, but her name of her child is actually a very good name. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, and yeah.
But, I like how her kids are already more popular than anything else on the planet.
That's because Illuminati.
And they, I don't know if they have been born
or
not.
I'm sorry if I'm triggering you.
You are triggering me. But it's okay.
The thing that I'm best at doing.
It's okay. I just hope they cancel Supernatural. Exactly.
You know what? Don't even, there's 12 seasons, okay? I still have 4 to go.
Yeah, well, I hope they take it down 4? Off of Netflix and cancel it.
5?
Just like they canceled
4 or 5? I don't know.
Sense
okay,
8?
Sorry,
what was that show that they canceled on Netflix that you wanted
don't,
back?
Don't bring, no.
What was
don't.
That show? No, what was it called?
You got it right.
Sense 8?
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to watch that.
I do not want to talk about it. You know what? I'm still very heated and salty and no. You know what? No. Okay. Change the subject.
I wonder why did they say why they canceled it?
I actually called Netflix because I was so salty.
Yeah, you said, were you the one that said enough people called to complain or they like post about it or
they
something
would,
they
like,
would bring it back?
Yeah, something like that. Like I called this lady and no one knows why they actually like stopped producing the show or whatever, but there was like an article that I read that Netflix was like going against everyone and was saying like we're definitely not ever bringing the show back, and it had to do with like expenses and stuff. But you know what? That's not acceptable. Okay, you're Netflix. Come on now. Like, and season 2 was such a cliffhanger. And no. No. I hate Netflix now. I only watch it for Supernatural. So Netflix can suck a butt.
Yeah, I heard that they canceled it. It's probably not because of expenses, because Netflix has the money
Netflix is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix has the money to keep going with Sense8.
Yeah.
I think it probably has to do with, like, issues with either management or, like, whatever
know.
Runs that. Personal issues. Maybe someone...
It had to do with, like, the actors and actresses.
Maybe something which just came up. Who knows? But it can't be because of expenses.
Expenses.
Yeah, that. But yeah, I heard about that. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, indeed. It means a lot.
I've never watched it. I'm like,
shame on you. Don't ever watch it now because you're not getting another season.
What was that one show that came out? It was like one season long or something. It was like something about the tapes.
13 Reasons Why.
I saw bits and pieces. I pretty much started at like the 75% waypoint and then watched the last like 3 episodes with my mom, so I was kind of like, what? So now I gotta
exploded about that show, and I honestly like, I liked it. It's a good show, but it wasn't like that crazy for me. Like, everyone was like, oh my god, I'm so inspired by this, like, oh my god. I don't know, like, it's just everybody like was freaking out about it, and I was just like, okay. And funny thing about that, Aiden's obsessed with the show. And
he's Sense8? Or 13 Reasons Why?
13 Reasons Why, yeah. And he's obsessed with Hannah Baker. And he told me that when I got my haircut, he was like, oh, you're going Hannah Baker.
I'm Aiden, like, welcome to your tape.
Welcome to your tape! Oh my gosh, yes, definitely. But,
your good old friend Jeremy from the Facebook Live comments said that they took Doctor Who off of Netflix and he's still salty. I didn't even know Doctor Who was on Netflix.
I've heard so much about that show. I've just never had the interest to watch it.
I've had the interest to watch it. I just never do. I always just like forget and I don't know. It takes a while for me to like jump into a new show and try to get used to it.
Yeah. That's kind of me with Empire. I can't watch a show like very like enthusiastically if it doesn't like kind of like
believe it or not, I actually disliked Empire in the beginning. I was like, why would people be so obsessed with such a stupid show? I saw the finale the night that it aired because like my mom and her friend were having like this huge party for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was watching. I was like, oh, this seems pretty cool. So I went and watched all the episodes. I was like, I need more.
My mom was obsessed with it. I just never really like kind of had the time. Mm. Well, I did. But you know what?
You have all the time in the world because, you know, you don't like to go to school.
Okay.
You're always getting in trouble. You just stay at home all day.
Speaking of trouble in school.
What did you do this time?
Nothing.
You are literally a bad influence for all this. What's the age group?
It wasn't my fault, but I will say that I got in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
Obviously. I mean, if you get in trouble at school, chances are you're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Well, I mean, I might have probably got, you know, a little suspended, maybe.
For?
Reasons.
Such as?
Things and stuff and things. Things. Things that weren't my fault. I was smart in this situation, but at the same time, I wasn't.
Being smart is never true. I need you to explain what you did now.
It's a long story. Long story short, Sydney got suspended for 3 days.
Did you fight somebody?
No.
Did you do drugs?
No.
Did you steal something?
No.
Did you do something in public that you shouldn't do in public?
No. It does have to do with something illegal.
You brought drugs to school.
I didn't bring them to school.
You brought your vape thing to school.
No.
A hookah.
No.
You brought the devil's lettuce to school.
No. Okay, long story short, I got suspended for 3 days for possession of drugs on school campus.
What were the drugs?
Danny's. Edgy. I'm just kidding. I didn't take them because I'm a smart child. Like I said, I'm
obviously
smart.
You're not freaking smart if you're bringing them to school with you.
I didn't bring them to school. They were given to me.
Why did you take them?
I didn't take them.
I know, but why did you?
I took them and I threw them away because I got scared. I'm not that edgy, okay?
So how did you get caught with them if you threw them away?
Because the person who gave them to me got caught, and then I got snitched on, and then I was like,
Whoa. So they said, oh, hey, take these kids. I won't take these. Like, come on, don't be a puss. And so you put them,
threw them away in a trash can.
You put it in your
edgy.
Mouth.
No.
Oh, you grabbed it. Okay.
I grabbed it and threw it away in a trash
can. So there's like, hey, kid, don't be a scrub. Take this. You're like, okay, throw it away. Hey, you. You brought drugs to school. Yeah, I was shit it too.
Basically, I don't know.
I would have killed them.
What's the gender? Feminine gender, female.
It is a woman?
Indeed.
I would have killed her.
Well, the thing is I can't now because I got suspended for 3 days. If I fight her, I'm going to get suspended for even more.
Are you still in school?
No.
Oh, I was like, Jesus. How are you still in school? My school lasted for a long time, but that's
just kind of fun. Yeah, my school ended way before yours did.
Yeah. My school didn't end until June 9th. Yeah.
Mine ended on May 9th, 3rd. I don't know.
When did you start school?
I don't know.
But yeah, my school ended on June 9th, and my friend Carson informed me that since I was still in school and he was out of school, he said that we were both technically in 10th grade for the same... Okay, let's take a mulligan on that. We were both in the same grade for at least 2 weeks. He said that it was weird. He found it interesting.
Uh-huh. Well, I...
So, from the Facebook Live, Jaden with a really random question.
You know what?
What were you guys for Halloween? Well,
AJ,
Halloween was last year, but I went with my friend Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
We both wore like these, those zip up pajamas, footy pajamas. And that's literally what we went out with. I was a giraffe? A cheetah? I don't remember what I was.
You don't remember. That's good. I didn't really dress up that much. I had like this red cardigan thing that I threw on and then threw on some.
I'm going to need you to explain to me what a cardigan is. I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't really know if it's like a cardigan. What did I? What? Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
It's just like a jacket kind of thing that goes over like clothing and it's red.
Okay. Yeah. I totally know what that is.
But it's like knitted. I don't really. Okay. You know what? I'm going to just go on with the story.
Okay.
I was Minnie Mouse.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. Jeremy basically. From the Facebook Live says, Sydney, you aren't a child of God. I've been saying that for the past 4 years. Thank
everybody
you for confirming
knows this.
It.
Edgy. Come on now.
Please stop saying edgy.
That's edgy.
That's about as edgy as you can get is confirming you're edgy.
Edgy.
Stop, please. I'm going to need you to like, yeah, you're a major cringe.
You know what? I can be whatever I want to be.
You are whatever you want to be, and what you are is edgy.
No one knows what I am.
Are you a male?
I don't mean like that.
I mean...
I'm of the feminine species, okay? I'm a woman of are not you, the Lord of myself.
Are you a lesbian?
No. Oh.
Well, they're everywhere. They're everywhere,
yeah,
just so you know.
Lesbians are everywhere, lesbians according are everywhere. To AJ.
They're everywhere, guys.
So are you a lesbian, AJ?
I am a lesbian. Lesbian.
I quit.
Let's
this
be honest.
This is too much edge for me.
Let's
too
be much. Honest.
Let's be honest, guys.
Let's be honest. I'm totally a lesbian. Yeah.
Okay, no, stop.
I totally want to get into that lady business. Wait, I do. I confused myself.
AJ.
I'm so down for that lady business.
Okay, you know what? Bye. I quit.
You best stay in that seat. You
Bye.
Got work to do, hunty.
Hunty! No.
Okay, moving on from whatever that edgy
that,
segment was.
Yeah.
Markiplier, of course I have to talk about him. I talk about him every show because he is my senpai. Forever my senpai. He had just finished up his You're Welcome tour. And
what?
Yeah, he went on tour. It's called the You're Welcome tour. I'm pretty sure I had to do something with the show and you kind of had to be there to get it. Unfortunately, I was there to get the joke because, you know, he was in Texas, which is only 2 states away, right? Yeah. Texas is only 2 states away. He was in Dallas and Houston, and I really wanted to go, but it was the last week of school for me, so I couldn't go.
Sucks.
I really wanted to go see him. And I heard he, like, cried. I wanted to go to the very first show or go to his very last show because the first and the last show of a season or a tour are always the best.
Mm.
Because the first show, they're always like, woo, it's the
sipping
first show.
My tea.
They're always just like, woo, it's the first show. Let's go with a lot of effort. And then the last show, they're like, let's end this one with a bang, guys. It has to be not emotional. It gets emotional.
But I thought you were going to say mojo.
Gotta get that mojo.
Gotta get that mojo.
Who says mojo anymore?
Why does everybody think that I have, like, such old language?
I just haven't heard someone say mojo since, like, I watched this old cartoon.
Like, what did I say at the beginning of the show?
Kerplunk.
Kerplunk, yeah.
Who says kerplunk?
I don't know. Okay, I feel like the like language I speak is just different from like everyone else. You want to answer that real quick?
I am suddenly triggered with you, Jeremy, from the Facebook live stream.
How?
He says, Markiplier is fake. How does he play so many scary games that still gets scared every time? Listen here, Jeremy, from the Facebook live stream. I don't care what you say. If you're not expecting something to jump out and scare you, you're gonna get scared no matter how many times it happens. Okay? So you can't get mad at someone for being scared. You can't call them fake. Being scared, what if he's just faint of heart? What if he gets scared by just the simplest of things? The man got scared by his own shadow in one of his games, okay? He's a freaking scaredy cat. So he's not fake, he's just a wuss, okay? Okay, trigger time is over.
I love how triggered you just got. That was
I don't
amazing.
Mess around when it comes to Markiplier, okay? He
okay.
is senpai, I protect that man. He still hasn't looked at the thing I sent him on Instagram.
Okay, I agree with...
What? What was that?
Markiplier, Okay, wait.
No, no, Markiplier is fake, but yeah, PewDiePie,
no,
whenever he jumps,
saying,
he gets scared.
I'm not
He's sincere! PewDiePie's the greatest!
I'm not saying that
Markiplier just appears
fake.
To his massive ego to get endorsement from little kids.
I was agreeing at the fact that he said he was a wuss. Did you not want me to finish my sentence? Because you just wasted a whole lot of more petty freaking triggeredness
Sydney,
right there.
I am probably the pettiest person you will ever meet in your friggin' life.
Honestly.
And I will get super petty over Mark. He may be a wuss, Jeremy, but at least he's sincere. At least he's not going, oh no, that was so scary. God. At least he's almost dying from simple things that are happening. The man sees the shadow and was like, Jesus Christ. Like, he almost has a heart attack when he sees a shadow. At least he's not going, huh, oh, God, I thought that was scary.
Oh, my God.
That
How
was crazy.
How fearful I am right now.
At least he's not being, what's that word? Monotone with it. At least he's not being monotone with it. And at least he's not over-exaggerating whenever he gets scared. At least he's not going, oh, not yet!
PewDiePie.
Yeah, honestly. PewDiePie falls to the ground way too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, So, trigger time is over. I'm going to calm down. I have a very special day coming up.
Indeed.
It's going to be very special. Going to go bowling with some friends.
And I'm going to be there too.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Gonna relax. Jeremy, you are now on my list of people that I dislike now because you triggered me about the greatest man on the planet. So, until you apologize for insulting the greatest YouTuber to have ever YouTubed. You are no longer on the good list. So, yeah.
On the good list. What are you, Santa?
You know what? You don't have to freaking, what's the word I'm looking for? Negate? You don't have to talk crap? You don't have to destroy everything that... You know what? Forget it. It's the end of the show, so I've checked that.
You know what? It doesn't even matter anymore.
It doesn't matter anymore. I don't see... Ooh, interior crocodile alligator. I drove it.
Oh my god! He sent this to me the other day, and
I get it.
It's
Jeremy
the
from the Facebook
Blast.
Interior crocodile alligator. I drive a Chevrolet movie theater. So
interior crocodile alligator. I drive a
Chevrolet movie theater. Yes.
Yes, that's lit.
If you don't get that, you're not edgy. So you're welcome.
Edgy.
So anyway, I am done with this show.
Edge.
I am done with the show. You've edged me out. So. Thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall. Retweet us on Twitter. And follow us on Instagram.
You
just
couldn't
search.
Have said that any slower.
Just search Little Fella Radio. All one word.
Thank you. Oh, that I read that. That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day. Bye.
Bye. We'll be